Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Steve Clifton, and I serve as the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. This week, I'm going to be talking about Psalm 106, verse 1, which says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Maybe if you're like me, you kind of remember that song that uses that verse and just began singing it just now. I love this verse. And it just reminds me of something that was going on in our life as a family last week. You know, it's summer, and hopefully you guys have all been engaging in some pretty fun summer activities, maybe taking a vacation or going to parks or whatever. We've been spending a lot of time at the golf course and also at the pool. And we were at the pool just last week, and my daughter gets out of the pool, and she is just distraught. My youngest daughter, she's kind of in a panic, and she comes to me, and she's like, "Dad, look," and she kind of shows me her ear. She had lost her earring in the pool. And now this is our community pool. This is no small pool. It's got five or six swim lanes that are, I think they're 50 meters, and then like a shallow area, and this thing is huge. And we're about halfway through the current swim time, which is about 45 minutes. They blow the whistle at the quarter to the hour for a break for the lifeguard. And I'm like, "Well, get your goggles on, get in the pool, you and your sister, and look for it." She gets in the pool, and they're swimming around for a few minutes. I didn't bring my goggles with me, so I wasn't able to join them in the search. So they get out with about 5 minutes to spare, and she is just beside herself. She's just like, and if you know her, she's much the rule follower, doesn't like to get in trouble, doesn't like to take correction, and she gets that honestly, I guess. But she's like, "Mom's going to be so mad." And so she's just so worried. And frankly, her mom really wouldn't have been that mad. But she hates that she lost this earring. And so there's like 5 minutes before they're getting ready to blow the whistle. I'm like, "Hey, give me your sister's goggles, and I'll get in for the next 5 minutes, and I'll look." And honestly, I didn't think there was any chance we're going to find this earring. I get in, and I'm swimming around all the bottom of the pool, and this pool is dirty. I'm telling you, it looks like it hasn't been cleaned since it opened, you know, a month and a half ago at this point. And there's dirt, and there's like leaf particles and just all kinds of stuff. And I'm up and down the lanes, and I'm huffing and puffing, and I come up with about 30 seconds to spare. And I see that the lifeguard's kind of getting down out of his chair, getting ready to blow the whistle. So I go down again, and nothing. I come up again, and here, I mean, he's getting ready to blow the whistle. So I go down one more time, and I'm praying. I'm like, "God, will you just pull off a small miracle here? Will you just show my little girl who you are in this moment?" And wouldn't you know, I go down, and I, just before I'm almost out of breath, I see it just out of my reach. I kind of just get my finger just on it, and I come up, and lo and behold, the whistle'd been blown. Everybody's getting out of the pool. I look over at the lifeguard, and I'm like, can I go down one more time? I think I have my finger on it. And he knew that it was lost because we'd told him. And so I go down one more time, and it's so small, and my big sausage fingers, I guess, I'm just having a hard time getting it. I got to come up, and I go back down one more time, and then I have this tiny little earring in my hand, and I come up with just my hand out of the water. It's kind of like the opposite of the end of the Soylent Green movie, and you can look that up later. But I'm like Charlton Heston in reverse, sticking this earring up out of the water, and I come up. And I want to imagine everybody ripped into applause, but it might have just been my girls. And I've got this little earring, and I'm like, and I say out loud, "How in the world did I find this earring in the pool? Praise the Lord." And this other lady that was there, she's like, "I don't know how you found this. It's so tiny." And I swim over the edge, and I hand it to my daughter. And I'm like, "You know, I was praying that God would help me find this." And she's like, "I was praying like four or five times you'd find it." And I was like, "Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord." And it was just an awesome moment where God just got to show off a little bit. Now, why do I tell you this story? Well, I mean, it makes me think a lot about how many times in my life have I prayed for something or asked God for something and not given him the praise that he deserves. How many times at work, you know, I like to talk about faith in the workplace. Have I experienced some win, some sort of, you know, victory in the workplace and not given God the credit, not taken that opportunity in front of my coworkers to say, "Praise the Lord, You know, that was something I've been praying about. And, you know, praise Jesus in that moment. How many times with my family or my neighborhood or, you know, with anybody really, have I really taken the opportunity to give God the glory that he deserves? That's what this verse is all about. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. He is worthy of our praise. And so in just a second, I'm going to pray this verse back to God. And before I do, let me just remind you, we'd love to see you at church this Sunday. We've got some transition to the new building coming up. So I'd encourage you to continue to check our website for service times and changes to service times and or location. There's going to be a period of time where we're going to be virtual here soon as we facilitate the move. And so just want to remind you to check our website, lifepointohio.com, to get the latest information. And so let me pray for us, and then I'll give you a moment to pray. God, thank you for your word. It is so enriching for our lives. It is such a light for all of us. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to praise you, to give you the glory. Thank you for what you do in my life and the lives of those listening. We do want to give you thanks. You are good. Your love does endure forever. And God, help us to be bold. You know, maybe in those moments at work or in another setting where we've got that victory and we know you deserve the praise, but we're scared to give you that public praise. Help us be bold in those moments. What a witness. God, we do praise you. We do thank you. We do love you. It's in your name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a moment and pray for yourself.